In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the last line we read is, I catch those priests who must serve me for our kingdom so holy. So again, the priests that he usually catches are ones that are basically rejected, misunderstood, abandoned, spit upon. And because that's how God works. He chose fishermen. He didn't choose the priests at the temple. The Essenes knew the condition of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So again, if you know any priests or anyone who is rejected, this is a good time to offer them the divine will. A lot of priests are so busy, they don't have time to read. And those that are usually rejected have a little time because that's God setting it up. So if you know anybody that is rejected, this is something that'll be good to present to him. Because God is calling him to do this. He's getting rid of us in our life too. We lose our friends, our families, we lose people around us because God wants us to be alone. He wants us to be focused on what he has called us to do. So volume 23, 127, 1928. My daughter, you must know that in redemption wasn't closed the kingdom of my divine will, and there was no act that I, God, did, that I did not enclose both the one and the other. So here, Jesus is saying, when everything I did in redemption was to prepare the world for sanctification. So he knew that for the last 2,000 years, we'd have redemption where we can grow in the knowledge of the sacred scriptures, our tradition, our dogma and doctrine, to learn and to study. He says, now, with that era, as Our Lady said in Rome, is coming to an end, the new era beginning. So this new era is an era of sanctification. And as God got the world ready through the Torah for the Messiah, as God got ready the humanity for the church, the Holy Church through the Gospels, now Jesus says, now I want to bring about a new beginning, a new and divine way of holiness that has not been seen yet. And that's where we are. What a great time to be alive. So he says, you must know that the redemption was enclosed in the kingdom of my divine will. And there was no act that I, Jesus, did not do that enclosed both the one and the other, creation, redemption, and now sanctification. That what pertained to redemption, I manifested outside. I made known and I gave the gift because it was to serve as a preparation for the kingdom of my divine fiat. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what pertained to the kingdom of my fiat, I withheld within myself. So here he says, the saints lived the exterior life of Jesus. Now he says, sanctification is the interior life of Jesus and Mary. He says, as though suspended in my divine will itself. So he says, you must know that when our divinity decides to issue an act outside of itself to do a good, first we choose the creature in whom to deposit our work, because we, Triune God, do not want that which we do remain in the empty space without effects, without an effect. So that no creature should be the deposit, and that no creature should be a depository of our goods. Therefore, we call at least one. Okay, so this is so amazing, like for redemption. He had to call Our Lady to be the mother and queen of heaven and earth to bring redemption. And now he says, now we're calling a little newborn because it's got to be remember, the greatest man born of woman is John the Baptist. It doesn't say St. Joseph. The greatest man born of woman is John the Baptist. At the least in the kingdom, the littlest in the kingdom, that's Louisa, is greater than he. So good things are coming. So he says, therefore, we call at least one of them, so that if the other creatures that are ungrateful do not want to receive our goods, our works are deposited in this one at least. And when we are sure of this, then do we operate. So Luisa was in bed, Archbishop Piccieri says, for 70 years. And then Jesus says, when I am completed with you, I will bring you to heaven. So after she, 9 years after she stopped writing, she was still in bed. Again, isolated, rejected. And good, because now she was living in the divine will, and God was expanding her capacity to have it fully. And then when it was complete, she went to heaven. Now, Jesus and Mary basically have said to Luisa, everything that we possess, we give to you, the new Adam and the new Eve. What doesn't Luisa possess that Jesus and Mary possess? It's the glorified body. She has to have the glorified body if it's true that she possesses everything that Jesus and Mary possess. That hasn't happened yet. Things are coming. Things are coming, and it's going to be so amazing that the whole world is going to shake, Jesus says, when this great event occurs. And then he says in last chapter of volume 24, then everyone will become Catholic. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Why? Because he says the universal life that I breathed into Adam was the Catholic life. And that's the life that he wants us to begin to reign in. So he says, so in redemption, the depository of all my acts was Mary, my inseparable mother. And it can be said that I was about to, as I was about to breathe, as I was about to cry, as I was about to pray and suffer, and everything else that I, Jesus, did, first I called the Blessed Mother to receive my breaths, my tears, my sufferings, in order to deposit them in her. And then I breathed and I cried and I prayed. It would be unbearable to me and a sorrow that would surpass any other sorrows if I did not have my mother in whom I could deposit my acts. She is the Theotokos, Mother of God. Now, since all the acts of my kingdom of my divine will are enclosed in of those in redemption, even from that time, I called you, Luisa, and I deposited in you, Luisa, as I deposited in Our Lady, the heaven of everything, what regarded the kingdom of redemption. So now I deposited in you, Luisa, what regarded the kingdom of the supreme fiat. It had to be a human born of original sin that I had to breathe into. And it's that universal life that she had, the Catholic life. And therefore he says, what I deposited in you regarded the kingdom of the supreme fiat, which Our Lady possessed and I possessed. So when we look at Luisa, we begin to see the true life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, this is what I want you, why I want you to follow me. I want you, now that he's saying this to Luisa, but he's saying it to us. This is why I want you to follow me. What he says to Luisa, he's saying to us, I want you to follow me step by step. And if a little child, I cry, this is like Christmas, I want you near me. Christmas changes for us. In order to give you the gift of my tears, with which I impetrate for you the great gift of the kingdom of my divine will. This is what he did to Luisa. This is why if you want to bring something to your parish, you have time. Bring to your pastor the nine accesses of love. Father, this is something that is really beautiful. I'd like you to read it. Here's the nine accesses of love. And if we could put this in the bulletin, you might not have to put the whole prayer in, but you can show them where they can find it on the internet so that they can pray this if they wish. You know, if they wish. That would be good. And then if you really want something more for your parish, get ready for the 24 hours of the Passion for Lent. Father, here's the 24 hours of the Passion. They can find the writings here, so we don't have to publish them. And then what we'll do is those that want, we'll make a clock as our Lord and our Lady have shown Luisa. So you could get 24 people to pray the 24 rounds all through the Lenten season. And then if that works, you can, or even if it doesn't, you can say, Father, we have May. Let's read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom. And here it is on the internet. If we can't buy the books, okay, here is free. And this, everybody who would like to do the readings can do the readings to get to know Our Lady, why God loves Our Lady so much. So Jesus says, I want you near me. I want to, in order to give you the gift of my tears, in which I arbitrate for you the great gift of my kingdom, my divine kingdom. If I speak, I want you near me. This is to me the calendar to give you the gift of the word of my will. If I walk, I want to give you the gift of my steps. If I work, I want to endow you with its work. So Jesus, walk in my walking. Jesus, work in my working. If I pray, I give you the gift of my prayer. Jesus, pray in my praying. He's saying, I want not you just to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not only an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, but I want you to be one with me. This is what the divine will is. It's an offering to us of more than what he gave to the saints. He says, if I make miracles, I give you the great gift, the great miracle of my most holy divine will. And so if I give sight to the blind, I want to remove from you the blindness of your human will. This is where we are. And we're still under the thumb of the evil one, even though we've been redeemed. To give you the sight of my divine will, to give you, if I give you hearing to the deaf, is to give you the gift of acquiring hearing my divine will as Jesus speaks to us. I give speech to the mute. Why? To loosen you from your muteness in my divine will. If I straighten up the lame, I want to straighten you up in my divine will. I want you to become whole and healthy. See, the divine will is healing. The divine will is healing. I remember one time Luisa said to Jesus, my spiritual director stopped reading the writings and he died. She said to Jesus, if he was reading the writings, would he still be alive? And Jesus said, of course he would. The divine will is healing. You're going to see it. You're going to experience it. Jesus says, if I calm the storm with my empire, I command the storm of your human will to no longer dare to agitate the peace, the Pacific sea of my will in you. In sum, there is nothing that I, Jesus, do and suffer that I do not give you, Luisa, and now us, this gift of the divine will in order to deposit it in you, Luisa. So why? So that we can receive it, the kingdom of my divine will, so loved by me and formed within me. It would have been for me the greatest of my sorrows while forming with so much love the kingdom of my divine will within me in my holy humanity, the primary purpose for coming to the earth and forming the kingdom of mine in order to restore it in humanity. If it were not to be sure that I was for the redemption and at least one creature would receive the restoration of the kingdom, that's Our Lady, of the divine fiat. And so I looked at the centuries and at from one single point, and I found you, Luisa, the chosen one. Doesn't say that about me. Doesn't say that about you. I found you, Luisa, the chosen one. And even from that time, I directed and deposited my acts in you, Luisa, in order to dispose my kingdom. This is why get to know Luisa. If you're having any trouble, read the letters of Luisa. She'll talk to you personally. She'll let you know how to live this life that God breathed into her. And just as for the kingdom of redemption, I spared nothing, neither the toils, nor the pains, nor the prayers, nor the graces, not even death, so as to be able to give to everyone sufficient and abundant graces, and by means... so that everyone might be saved and sanctified. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to lose anybody. And even though I place and secured everything in Mary, the celestial queen, and the same for the kingdom by divine will. Even though I secured everything in you, Louisa, I am giving so much strength that I am sparing nothing, neither the teachings, nor the light, nor the graces, nor the attractions, nor the promises. That's what you find in the writings. The teachings of Jesus, the light of Jesus, the graces of Jesus, the attractions of Jesus, the promises of Jesus. In such a way that if all want to receive the great good of my divine will, to let it reign within themselves, everyone shall find superabundant means and helps in order to give a good so great, in order to live a good so great. God is going to do this. And all that he's asking of us is, are you willing to say yes? Right? Louise, our lady said, you know, I promised a life of virginity. Joseph and I promised a life of virginity. How can I won't know, man. How can I become the mother? What do I need to do? How can I accomplish what God wants me to do? That's the divine will too. And the angel said it would be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Same thing here. How can I do this? This is way beyond the saints. I'm not even close to being a saint. God says it would be through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the second Pentecost. It's going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket. Get ready for what God's going to do. There's no doom or gloom. God has everything planned. And all that he asks of us is, can you say fiat? Can you say yes to God? Therefore, Louisa, your coming on earth in this time was awaited by me with such divine love, with such divine yearning that you cannot even imagine. Because I, God, wanted to deposit the many suspended acts done by my most holy divine, holy humanity in order to form the kingdom of the supreme fiat. So, what's deposited in Louisa? Many suspended acts by his holy humanity. Jesus has done everything. And he says, now I want you to work together with me. I want you to work together with my mother. Why? To form the kingdom of the supreme fiat on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is going to do this. Mary is going to do this. The new Adam and the new Eve. Through who? The newborn, Louisa. What they breathed into her, I mean, Thomas Aquinas got a glimpse of the book of heaven. I really believe that because he didn't finish the Summa. He says, what I've written is mere straw compared to what God is going to do. Jesus says, if you knew what a suspended act by your Jesus means. Now this is, he's waiting for us to do what he has done, to pray in my praying, think in my thinking, speak in my speaking. Walk in my walking. This is a suspended act. Jesus is waiting for us to follow him, to follow Mary. The suspended act is what the divine will is about, to allow Jesus to reign in us the way he planned from the beginning. Image and likeness. How you would hasten, if you knew what a suspended act done by your Jesus in you means, you would hasten to receive all the deposit of my acts to give life to these suspended acts that I and my mother have done, because they contain many divine lives. You know, it's the host. Each host contains the totality of Jesus. You get a church of 1,000 people and there's 1,000 hosts, many divine lives. Jesus is saying, wait till you see what I'm going to do with your thoughts, your words, your deeds. One with Jesus. It's many more divine lives. This is when Jesus said to St. Faustina, I want you to become a living host. He says to Louisa, this is how you become a living host. The multiplication of lives within you. Every thought is a life. Every word is a life. Every deed, every act. Entering into the prime act of God, the single act of God, the fiat lux, billions of stars are out there. Trillions of stars are out there. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to be in my image and likeness again. He says, if you would hasten to receive all the deposits of my acts so as to give life to these suspended acts because they contain many divine lives, and you would hasten to make them known to all of humanity, to many other creatures. Volume 23, 129 and 28. These writings, as you're reading, these readings for us on my supreme fiat, by the strength of its light, shall eclipse the human will, and they shall be the balm, the soothing, the human wounds. Every one of us has been wounded. Every one of us has been wounded. God wants to heal us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Remember, Louise said, my spiritual director died. If he was reading, would he still be alive? And Jesus said, of course he would. Telling us he's going to heal us completely. Even if it's impossible, the miracles of the saints brought miracles, impossibilities to happen. Wait till you see what God's going to do with the divine will. Unheard of prodigies, Jesus says, are going to happen through his priesthood. Everything has to be born again. Listen to this. He says, this light, this balm, this oil shall be the opium to all of humanity and to all the earth. The passions of the what you say in confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment. The passions will feel themselves die. And from their death shall rise again the life of heaven in the midst of my children. They shall be the true celestial army. These words, these truths, these lessons. This is the army of God that's going to conquer the evil one. This is the life that Adam lived, and he was conquered by the evil one. And now Jesus says, because I am your new Adam and Mary is your new Eve, as you learn how to live this life step by step, word by word, this army is going to conquer the evil one. And while laying siege to the human will and to all the evils produced by it, it shall make peace, the lost happiness, the life of my divine will rise again in the midst of humanity. We're going back to where Adam was before the fall. Image and likeness. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. Image and likeness is coming back. And he has offered this to us. It's astonishing. It really is astonishing. Jesus says, the siege that shall lay such cause, the siege they shall lay shall cause no harm to anyone. Again, all this doom and gloom out there. Jesus says four things. He says, there will be a great chastisement, a great purification of the church and of the world. He says the first purification was the flood. The second purification was the blood of Jesus washing the world clean. The third purification is fire. The fire is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This consuming love of Jesus and Mary through Louisa, it's going to consume the world in love. It's going to cause no harm to anyone who loves God. He says there's a great chastisement that's coming where the large majority will be gone. Large majority of humanity will be gone. He says, because the earth is worse than it was before the flood. It was very bad then. It's worse. So what God is asking of us is to understand that it's going to be tough. We're going to experience this. But he said, my mother is marking all my little children, the holy divine will, and no harm can come to them. The little children, the holy divine will, number three, who are marked by my mother, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. And number four, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children, the holy divine will. Why? You know, we've heard of the 3 days of darkness. That to me is death coming to the earth. God is saying to death, take what's yours and get out. The 3 days of darkness, 3 days in the tomb. Take what's yours and get out. The kingdom is coming. That third day, that new day that rises, the kingdom will be here. And this is what the saints have said. What a glorious time to be alive. And so what Jesus has given us is the way and the how the kingdom's coming. And if you read the book of heaven, you'll see it. The illumination of conscience is Jesus, you know, we've heard that we will see who we are with the eyes of God, and we will see who God is. That's the book of heaven. Read the book of heaven. It's great. It's wonderful. So he says this, the siege that they shall lay such, the siege that they shall lay shall cause no harm to anyone, because my divine will is to lay siege to the human will. The human will, blessed be Father, for I have sinned, that life, so that it may no longer tyrannize the poor humanity, but may leave them free in the kingdom of my divine will. And this is why I have insisted, and I insist so much, of making us read. I have kept you on the cross. I have sacrificed you, and it was necessary. Everything that we go to confession for is crucified with Jesus. It was necessary. And it was about the most important thing. It was the echo of heaven, the life up there that I want to form upon earth. I died. I rose from the dead, Jesus said to Louisa, so that my children would rise from the death of their human will to the life that I originally planned, image and likeness of God. I want to form this upon earth. And this is the reason for my continuous frame. Be attentive. Be those 300 that lap up the water like dogs. Be attentive to what's happening. Omit nothing to what's happening. It doesn't mean you're doom and glooming, but be attentive. Everything's out there. Everything is very, very obvious. And may your flight and my divine will be continuous. This is heaven. After this, I was continuing praying my round in the divine fiat. And again, you learn how to pray the rounds. If you don't know how to pray the rounds, go to luisapicaretta.me, copy the book, and just start praying the rounds. Your whole prayer life changes. This is the way Adam prayed. This is the way Jesus and Mary prayed. How did they live those 30 years? You're going to see it in the rounds. I accompanied the signs, the sighs, the tears, and the steps of Jesus. And all the rest. This is what we're doing. We're echoing Jesus and Mary, and suffered by him and Our Lady, saying to him and to Our Lady, my love Jesus and Mary, I place the army of all your acts around me, investing your wounds, your heartbeats, your steps, your pains, and all your acts with my I love you. That's the rounds. I place the army of what you have done, Jesus, what Mary have done, Jesus. And I invest your words, your heartbeat, your step, your pains, and all your acts with my I love you. I want that to be one with you. And I ask you for the kingdom of your divine will. Hear me, O Jesus. And if you do not listen to me by means of the army of your acts that pray to you, that press you, because it's Jesus and Mary, what else could I do to move you to grant me a kingdom so holy? See, we are the Essenes of this time. I'm going to sneeze again. Sorry. It's to begin to live this abundant life. But while I was saying this, I thought to myself, did my sweet Jesus have his desire while he was on earth, or did he not have them at all? So did Jesus desire the kingdom while he was on earth? Did Mary desire the kingdom while they are on earth? Why wasn't it done? That's our question. Jesus moving in the interior of Louisa, and we have to remember that's where Jesus is. He says it to us often. I'm in the interior of Louisa. Louisa, my daughter, as God, no desire existed in me, because desires arise from the soul, the one who does not possess everything. But in the one who possesses everything, that's Jesus, that's Mary, lacks nothing. She's Theotokos, Mother of God. Desire has no reason to exist. However, as man, I had my desires because my heart associated itself with other creatures and everything, making the desires of all of humanity my own. So what did Jesus do? He took on all the burden of humanity on himself. And he died on the cross. And he rose from the dead so that we would rise from the death of the human misery. And with all ardor to give the kingdom of my divine fiat to all of humanity. So if I sighed for the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. If I prayed, cried, or desired it was only for my kingdom that I wanted to be returned in the midst of humanity, because since it was the holiest thing, this is what God is calling us to. He's calling us to the holiest thing. My holy humanity could not do without wanting and desiring the most holiest thing, and that is to sanctify the desires of all of humanity and to give all of humanity what was holy and of the greatest, most perfect good for all of humanity. God has done this. He's redeemed us. And now he says, now it's time to be sanctified. Therefore, everything, Luisa, you do is nothing other than my echo. That is how we pray the rounds, echoing Jesus. I don't want to give God anything that is merely human. I want to give to God what is divine, what is of the new Adam, of the new Eve. The rounds are not my rounds. They're Jesus's rounds. And he's offered to give this to me so I can adore God and love God the way he loved the Father. He adored the Father. This new and divine way of holiness is so magnificent. You can't believe how important this is to Jesus. Jesus says, therefore, everything you do, Luisa, is nothing other than my echo resounding. He says, in you, Luisa, making you, Luisa, ask in each one of my acts for the kingdom of my divine will. And now Jesus is saying, are we learning from Luisa how to do this? This is why I make present to you each act of mine, each pain I suffered, each tear I shed, each step I take, because I love that, investing them in you, Luisa. Will you repeat after each one of my acts, Jesus, I love you. And because I love you, give me the kingdom of your divine will. Do you see what's happening here? Our rounds are, I make present to you, Luisa, each round, okay? Each round is a new beginning. Each round is each act of Jesus, each pain of Jesus, each tear of Jesus, each step of Jesus. I want to echo him, not me. I'm nothing. He is everything. Each one, I ask you in each one of my acts for the kingdom. Ask me with each thing that I have done, Jesus says, and my mother has done, because I love investing them in you, Luisa, that you repeat each one of my acts with Jesus, I love you. So here you're seeing how to pray the rounds. Jesus, I love you. And because I love you, give me the kingdom of your divine will. In every I love you on the leaf on the tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every tear that you shed, every drop of blood you shed, every sigh that you had, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Because you want to call me in everything, I do, Jesus says, to make resound for me the sweet memory of my acts by you saying, Fia voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. In such a way that in seeing your littleness, the little daughter of my divine will, echoing all my acts. That's the rounds. Echoing Jesus's acts. Jesus walk in my walking. Jesus dance in my dancing. Jesus sing in my singing. And placing them around Jesus like an army, I may hasten to grant the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. The rounds are the most powerful thing. Jesus says to Luisa in volume 16 through volume 36, pray the rounds. She says even before that, but pray the rounds. What does that mean? He says, I want you to echo everything that I thought, said, and did. I want you to place everything that I have done, around me, this army. I'm on earth as the king, and I have my army with me of praising you, Father, loving you, Father, adoring you, Father. Look, it's me and my children. Hasten the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. 5:23-5:19:28 So while I was thinking about the kingdom of the divine will and its reigning upon earth seem as though difficult to me, this is our problem given to Louisa, my beloved Jesus coming out from within my interior, God wants us to know where he is, told me, my daughter, as Adam sinned, God made him the promise of the future Redeemer. And that's what the Essenes were waiting for, the promised Redeemer. Centuries passed, but the promise did not fail. The generations had the good of redemption. Now, as I came from heaven and formed the kingdom of redemption, before departing for heaven, I made another promise more solemn of the kingdom of my divine will, and this was the Our Father. Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, that we've been praying for 2,000 years. And Jesus says very clearly to us, are you like the Essenes waiting for the kingdom? Are you peaceful? Are you joyful and happy? Because the kingdom is coming. Are you ready? Listen to the excitement of Andrew when he said to Peter, we found the Messiah. So as to give more value and to obtain it more quickly, I, Jesus, made this formal promise in the solemnity of my prayer, praying to the celestial Father to let his kingdom come. That is the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. And I placed my very self at the head of this prayer, knowing that such was the Heavenly Father's will, that prayed by me, the celestial Father would deny me nothing. More so, since I prayed into this very divine will, I asked for something that was wanted by my Heavenly Father himself. And after I had formed this prayer before my celestial Father, certain that the kingdom of my divine will would come upon earth, would be granted to me, I taught it to my apostles that they may teach the whole world, that so that one might be the cry of all of humanity, your holy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A promise more secure and solemn I, Jesus, could not make. Centuries are like one single point for us, triune God, but our words are accomplished acts, accomplished facts. My very praying, our Father, let it come, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, meant that with my coming upon earth, the kingdom of my divine will was not established in the midst of creatures. Otherwise, I would have said, my Father, let our kingdom that I have already established on earth be confirmed. Let our will dominate and reign. Instead, I said, let it come, which means that it must come. And that creatures must await it with certainty, and which way they awaited the future Redeemer. So he's saying we have to be like the Essenes, waiting for God. Remember, no priest went to Bethlehem. No, none of the Sadducees, Pharisees, the scribes went to Bethlehem. They knew where the Messiah was coming, but they weren't eager for Jesus. They weren't eager for the Messiah. As a matter of fact, Herod wanted to kill him. It's the same thing today. Who knows what the Our Father says? Who longs for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? Very few. Many people pray this prayer. But very, very few are even close to understanding. It's soon. It's coming. He says we must await the kingdom with certainty, as they awaited the future Redeemer, longing for him. We are longing for the kingdom. Because there is my divine will, bound and committed in those words of the Our Father. And when it binds itself, whatever it promises is more than certain. More so, since everything was prepared by me, nothing else was needed but the manifestations of my kingdom. And this is what I am doing. Do you think that my giving you, Louisa, so many truths about my divine fiat was only to give you a simple news? No, it was because I, God, want everyone to know that this kingdom is near and to know its beautiful prerogatives so that everyone may love, everyone may yearn to enter to live in a kingdom so holy, so full of happiness, and so full of all of divine goods. Therefore, that which seems difficult to you, Louisa, and he's talking to us, is very easy for the power of our fiat, because it knows how to remove all the difficulties. You remember, he is saying all the difficulties. Look at the world, look at the church, look at our families, look at our friends, look at our neighbors. God knows how to remove all the difficulties, to conquer everything the way it wants and when it wants. See, the hardest thing for humanity, give me a hamburger right now, give me a Coke right now, is waiting on God. There's things that God has said in sacred scripture that we're still waiting for. And it's when God says it's now is the time. And we get hints of this, especially with Our Lady of Revelation, when she said to Bruno in 1947, 40 days after Louisa died, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. She says, my children are going to enter into the eternity where they belong and enjoy the beatific vision. That's why we're alive. That's why God created us, to enjoy the beatific vision. How many of us spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? That's preparing us for eternity. How many are falling in love with our Eucharistic Lord? That's preparing us for eternity. We receive Holy Communion, Jesus says, so that you can receive the perennial communion of living in the divine will. Everything's close. Everything's very, very close. The way God wants it and when God wants it. And it's soon. 5:23. It's not the end of the world. It's the kingdom is coming. We should be jumping up and down rejoicing. 5:23, 2:9, 19:28. Oh, Jesus, my love, I want to follow step by step the steps also of my mother, my celestial Mama Mary. And as she walks, I want to animate, to give life to the blades of grass, the atoms of the earth. See, the blades of grass, the atoms of the earth were alive just being near Our Lady. She's mother and queen of heaven and earth, to make you feel my I love you under her souls. See, that everything is just praising God, glorifying God, worshiping God. And I want to participate in that under the feet of Mary. I want to animate all the light of the sun as it shines on your face. I want to bring you my I love you and all the waves of the wind that it caresses. Let it say to you, I love you. I am the one who in your fiat brings you the warmth of the sun to warm you, the waves of the wind to caress you. When it's whistling to you, Lord, to say, dear Jesus, little one, let everyone know your divine will. Let it come out from within your little humanity. This is the baby Jesus. That it may take its dominion and form its kingdom in the midst of humanity. I want to participate in this. That's the prayers of creation. And we learn that also of redemption. He says, but while my mind was wandering after Jesus, it would be too long if I wanted to say everything. Louisa says, my highest and only good, Jesus moved in my interior. He wants us to know this. Where is he? That's why I get a picture of Louisa. In all goodness, he told me, my daughter, my mama, and I, Jesus and Mary, were like two twins born of the same labor. And we had but one will that gave us life. And this divine fiat placed on all of our acts in common in such a way, it's always Jesus and Mary. It's always Mary and Jesus. In such a way, the Son was reflected in Mary and the Mama Mary was reflected in the Son. So the kingdom of the divine fiat had its full force, its perfect dominion in the new Adam and the new Eve within them. And as we were fleeing to Egypt, we carried the divine volition as though strolling throughout the whole of region, and we felt the great sorrow, for it was not reigning in humanity. And looking at the centuries, we felt a great joy of its kingdom that it was to form in humanity's midst. And oh, Louisa, listen to this. how pleasing to us does your repeated refrains in the wind, in the sun, in the water, under our steps, reach upon the wings of our fiat. I love you. I love you. Let your kingdom come. You see how your prayer life is going to change. You're praying one with Jesus, Mary, through Louisa. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let your kingdom come. It was our echo that we could hear in you, Louisa. Can he hear it in us? Are we speaking this? I love you. Let your kingdom come. We heard it in you as we wanted nothing but the divine will to reign and to be the conqueror of all of humanity. Therefore, even from that time, we loved Louisa. We loved our tiny little one. We loved the one who asked for and wanted, but what we ourselves wanted. This new and divine way of holiness is given to us, and we can participate in it if we wish. Okay, so we'll be back probably in an hour and 15 minutes for talk number 4. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.